I know most of you don't know it, but I keep track of this. This is the Sunday that's the fourth anniversary of me being pastor here. And I feel just as excited inside as that. But I think about my life, and at 18 years old, I became a Christian. And somewhere during that year, I felt in a service the call to preach. And I did some when I was young, but it never seemed to gel or work out. And so I thought, well, maybe I was wrong about that call. Maybe God just wants me to live for Him, you know, in regular work, you know, I don't know how you would say it, but you know what I mean, not as a professional minister. And so I did that until I was 56 years old. And I thought there were some ups and downs emotionally in there where I thought, maybe I would never get the desire of my heart. But I see now that God was preparing me for this moment. And God has me exactly where I am. I was trying to think back. 4 years is not that long when you're 60 years old. But I can't remember when I wasn't pastor of Eastwood. It's kind of weird. I was trying to think back what it was like when I was teaching, and I just can't really remember because my thoughts are concentrated here. And I come, and it's such a wonderful gift. They said, you're not going to hit me, is he? This is not my last year. See, I let him preach in here. Now he's gonna hit me in the head and be gone. But people call it work. This is my job. But the Bible doesn't call it a job. The Bible calls it a gift. And I understand exactly what that means. Because it's kind of like every hope and dream of your heart, you get to live. And you get to come in every day. And you're doing exactly what God wants you to do. And I did that when I was teaching school, too, but I had a lot of other things that crowded it out. I see Arthur, who's a school teacher, nodding his head. God's still working, but you got other bosses besides God. And this is a gift where I don't have to do anything that God's not leading me in. I don't have a principal anymore, as godly as they were. And it's a wonderful gift, and I'm just so appreciative of what God has done, that you allowed me to do it, and I just wanted to thank you.
Well, don't leave. So, can y'all hear me? Okay. So there are other things that we do while you're away, and how many people did know that this was Bill's 4-year anniversary? They also knew that it was your 60th birthday this week. So on the count of three, let's wish Bill a happy birthday. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday!
But I don't look 60, right? Okay.
So, Bill, we did want to do something to commemorate your 4 years, and it just so happened you were out of town, so it kind of helped leading up this week. But I just wanted to share a few words just about you, I guess. And so I remember shortly after you started as pastor, I met with you in your office. It was probably just a few months after. And just making small talk, I said, "So what's it like being a pastor?" And as genuinely as what you just did there, you said, "I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else." And it is that genuineness and that passion and that joy that I think we all see as you lead us. And it is contagious. And I just want to share a few things that I have observed that you've brought to this church. And I haven't been here through the prior regime, so this is not a comparison of past things. This is just what I see in you. Number one, you have brought to this church the thought that God's word is supreme and preeminent in everything we do, in the lives of people, and in transformation of people's lives. And it has changed me, and I know it has changed most of the people out there. You have also brought a passion for prayer like nothing I've ever seen. I can tell you, up until the time I met you, I had been prayed with over the phone one time in my entire life, and it was when Tracy was in the hospital when she was having complications when she was pregnant with Andrew. And it was awkward, it shocked me, it was foreign. Now, it is commonplace for me, it is welcomed, I enjoy it, and it's a passion of mine. And I thank you for that. You have also brought, and I don't know if this was like this before, but that tremendous sense of family here at Eastwood that I believe every single person in this room who has been here can taste every time they come to this place. And not just that we get along and we love each other, but that we are unified in our purpose to share the gospel. And I just find that incredibly, incredibly powerful. You've brought us the four pillars of the gospel. Number one is which, the family thing I just mentioned. But these are mentioned, they are concrete in our minds and in our hearts. And I just want to thank you for that. And you've brought us gather, grow, and go so that we come here for a purpose, so that we can grow, so that we can go out and do something. And I just want to thank you for that. Now, me personally, you know my father, he was a good father. He loved me. He gave me tons of opportunity. He was in my life, but he was not a spiritual leader. And I can honestly say, of all the people on the planet, you are my spiritual father. And I thank you for that. You're my mentor. You're also my partner in ministry. You are my brother in Christ, and you are my friend. And so I thank you for that. With that said, we did do something for you. We were talking about it in the staff, and we were looking at how you best love people. And there's many ways you do that. Hospital visits, ministry, day in, day out, just serving others. But one of the greatest ways you do that is you are a tremendous encourager with your words. You never miss an opportunity to send an encouraging text or a text of gratitude. You write thank you notes. And we were talking, and we often find that people love to be loved in the way they love best. And so we asked the congregation to just write notes of encouragement for you. I hope that they did it. And what we asked is just to share with you what you have meant to them during your time of ministry. Now, I picked up this nice little box, and I'm going to put it down front. And when we disperse to greet time, we're going to have people come forward and drop them in. But there's already some in here. So check this out. These are from the youth that they did Wednesday night. You've got a couple of people who were not here. You've even got two from your good friends in Jacksonville, the Alicias, who sent me the letters to put in here for you. So you've got so many people that just desperately love you and are just so appreciative of your role in their lives and in your ministry. So I want to pray for you and your family and this church, if that's okay. God, we do just thank you for the family you've created here, the nurturing and fostering that Bill has poured into here in all the different ways that he so desperately loves this congregation and shows that, from simple things like taking out the trash or moving tables or chairs to showing up at surgery visits at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., to ministering to the youth, to doing marriage counseling and taking a cake to a family member every time one of their family members dies. There are just so many ways. There are countless to name. I just thank you for the heart that you've given him, the role that he has played in my life. I thank you for his family. I thank you so much for Robin and the sacrifice she makes with Bill's time and his energy. I just thank you so much, God, for bringing him here, for orchestrating that, and for allowing me, through your grace, to partner with him. And we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. So I'm going to put this down front, and if you brought a card, if you'd bring it forward, and like we always do, just greet one another. Thank you.
Well, I do want to say, too, thank you, and I can't let it pass without saying what he said earlier. Those are all things that God has done, and they are things that he's done, changing me and changing us together. But I appreciate it, and I think God has blessed us all greatly. And I am blessed knowing you. Thank you.